The original copy of the Power of Attorney, please.
There's no problem with the Power of Attorney, is there?
It doesn't appear so. Please sign the back of your documents.
There you are.
Please have a seat. Please give me your national card.
Here you are.
Number 75 to talent number 3, please.
Sign right here, please. This is for you.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Become an athlete, Maron.
What else can I do? It's the advice of his brother-in-law. Finally, he's done a good deed for me. It seems he's lost 15 kilos himself.
Yes.
So, what happened? What did you do?
It was a lot easier than I thought.
So what do you say now, Bezard? Do you still say it can't be done?
No, he really did a great job.
So tell me now, Boz. Where are you taking us for a treat?
Wherever you want to go, I'm at your service.
Listen, leave all of that for another time. I have to deposit the check before the end of business hours today.
So we'd better settle up our own accounts as well, so that there won't be any problems later.
That's right.
In fact, I'd be more at ease that way. Here you are. The check for your percentage. And this is the check for your loan, after deducting the share for me and Mr. Nicker, of course. Dated tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
I already told you. So there won't be any problems if the bank follows up. Is there a problem if it stays in my account?
In my opinion, there's no problem.
All right.
Very well. I hope it brings you more wealth.
And for you as well.
Glad to have
met you. Take care of yourself.
With
your goodbye, boss. Drop by sometime.
I'll
give you,
you
a call. Thank God it's over with. I hope the rest will be just as easy.
You know, it would have been better to get a check dated for today.
You're afraid he'll steal your money? Don't worry. He's got enough of a reputation not to risk damaging it for money. You'll cash your check tomorrow morning. Do you see the smog?
Yeah.
Smog, in addition to cholesterol, in addition to high blood sugar, will result in a heart attack or stroke. If I were you, I'd take off the coat and start exercising right now.
For you. The list of the account statements, the deeds, the checkbooks. Soraya said you know about everything and want to bring someone to replace me, so I thought I'd come and hand everything over to you so I wouldn't be any more trouble.
You can get going. Thanks for coming.
Goodbye. Just before leaving, let me say something, Dingo. Miss Saru, it's true that I knew about Bizarre's marriage, but believe me, I did everything I could to drag that boy out of the pit so that he could have a good life with Miss Bahar. That's all I'm saying.
The whole lot of you are ungrateful. My poor husband, did he not do enough for you that you stabbed him in the back like this?
Me, ma'am, I'd never do such a thing. What are these things you're saying? Hissam, may he rest in peace, was my only hope in life. He was everything that I had. Poor miserable me, if I didn't say anything back then, it's just because I didn't want Hissam to hear about it and for things to get worse than they were. Now, whatever you say about me, I deserve it. Whatever you do, I just want to ask something of you, ma'am. Please forgive me.
Hold on a minute.
Yes?
I'm not the type to punish the innocent along with the guilty. You can go back to work tomorrow.
You're awesome, sister. You really are the best, dude.
What way is that to talk, Manoochair? Where do you think you are? Oh, man.
No, ma'am, I didn't mean anything. I just meant that, praise God, you, just like that dearly departed man, are forgiving. Please forgive me, Miss Saru. You won't regret the decision you've made. If you just take a close look at these documents and papers, the list of the accounts, the profits and losses, you'll come to realize the difference between the previous management and right now. Ma'am, that boy destroyed everything with his management. Now there are just some things I can't even tell you. Poor miserable me, I'm very honest. You saw for yourself how I've shown you everything. It's just the key to the safe that you wanted, along with some other keys, I've made copies for you to keep. By the way, ma'am, I have checked the safe, but the deed to the factory wasn't in there.
What do you mean it wasn't?
Don't worry now. Yes, I may rest in peace, probably brought it home and kept it here. Did you check the safe in the house?
What if it's with Bizarre?
But, ma'am, what good would the deed to the factory do Bizarre? He's not that much of an idiot.
All right, I'll search the house.
Yes.
You check the factory.
Of course.
In the middle of all this, I don't want to give Bezard something to blackmail us with.
You never know what people are capable of doing. Believe me, everyone at home's really upset with him. Thank you very much, ma'am. With your permission, then.
Go and tell your mother-in-law. Now that everyone knows about how her son has shamed himself, she shall twist her child's ear and force him to go to court and divorce Bahar. Otherwise, if I'm forced to do something, it'll end up costing her dearly. I'm saying it now.
No, don't worry about it, ma'am. Bizarre has no way back or forward. He has to divorce her. Anyhow, ma'am, if we look at it from a psychological, philosophical perspective, if we make this the matter subject of analysis, we'll realize that it was Miss Bahar's benefit that this matter came to light sooner. Look, here she comes herself, the lady psychologist.
Hello, how are you? Are you well? Hope you're well.
Mother. What happened at court, Mom?
Well, the court...
Bahar's upstairs. Go and ask her.
So why isn't she answering her phone, then?
Yes. It's best if you go and ask her.
So what do you want to do now?
I don't know. Mother says I should demand my dowry. Maybe that way Bizarre will agree to the divorce. Apparently I don't have any other choice.
Don't you think you're going a bit too fast, sister?
No, I don't want to think about it. I want my life to go back to how it was before. I'd taken a term off so that I could get my married life started. I've fallen behind, both in my studies and my life and work. If I had gone this term in another month, my period of internship would have been over.
The decision is up to you, Baha. You really want to get a divorce, then?
I can't fool myself, Nagar. I can't be hopeful about a future when its past was created with a lie. Bizarre has taken advantage of my trust. He has insulted everything I believe in. He wasn't even able to maintain any respect for my father. The man that was like a father to him. You tell me, how can I live with a person who bites the hand that feeds him?
Calm down, my darling. Everything will be fine. I'm completely sure that you can overcome all these problems, sister.
Take care of yourself, Nagar. You can't repeat the mistake that I've made.
You don't need to worry about that. I won't fall in love with anyone so easily.
Love doesn't get permission from anyone. It comes after you when you least expect it. It's quiet. But when it talks, it's got such a loud voice. It's like a war. It's easy to start, but ending it is difficult. And forgetting about it, well, that's just about impossible.
Why are you saying these things, Baha?
The world is far uglier and far dirtier than you could ever imagine. People are more deceitful and conniving than what they show themselves to be.
When a person burns their mouth, they'll even blow on a glass of cold water before they drink it, you know? Bezard has caused you to have a negative outlook on everything.
No. I've just become wiser. I don't want to be a simple and gullible girl anymore. We will be tricked by whatever is said. I want to change, you know. I want to be strong and to stand on my own two feet. From tomorrow, I'm going back to work. My dream has been broken, but my world hasn't ended. I want to fix it.
این که دلم گرفته و نمیتونم دل بکنم، دلیل دل تنگی من تنها فقط خود منم، تموم حرفامو باید فقط واسه تو بزنم، درگیر این دنیا شدم، دنیای من محدود شد. وقتی فراموش کردمت دارم ندارم دود شد، دوری من از تو فقط عذاب بی اندازه داشت، بی خبر از این که نگاهت منو تنها نمیذاشت، هر لحظه که فکر میکنم این همه از تو دور شدم، دوباره گریم میگیره دلم میگیر از خودم، هم همه این روزگار منو به تنهایی سپار، فکر زمین و آدماش از دل من یاد تو باد، دوست دارم دوست داشتنم مهمتر از جون بنام، این بدترین گناه که از تو به جز تو را بخوام، سخاوت در سازه هنوز با این همه گناه من آغوش تو بازه هنوز.
I swear on my life, I don't know what to tell her. Sarua has put her foot on my neck. Hey, hold on a minute, I'm talking to you, man.
What?
Every day she keeps asking me where the deed to the factory is.
I don't have it.
So where is it then? Who's got it?
I don't know, Marucha. Go look around and find it.
Man, you already know I've looked everywhere I could, but it seems it's just vanished into thin air, man. I know you have it, Bizard.
Come on, man. I keep saying I don't have
just
it,
hold
and you
on
say
a minute.
I do.
I'm talking to you. He just keeps walking
what?
Away. Come on, man. Think about my reputation as well, eh? It's bad for you, too. I'm telling you, man, they're saying these things behind your back.
Who's saying these things?
That's Sarur. She says you're taking advantage of the power of attorney you've got and you want to swindle them. Yeah. Is she right? Is she?
Do you believe it?
Well, no, of course I don't believe it. You can't just accept what someone else says all the time.
Well, then what?
Listen, brother, hand the deed over to me, man. I'm not crazy enough to say I got it from you. I'll say I found it in a corner somewhere. I'll throw it in her face and she'll stop talking about it.
Hey, listen, everyone. The documents and deeds of the factory aren't with me. Why don't you understand?
Man, why are you acting like this? What were you doing in the factory in the middle of the night?
I went to pick up my own things.
Like what?
What's it got to do with you?
Be quiet. You're ruining our reputation with the neighbors.
Say it
What's
to him.
Wrong with you two?
Tell your son-in-law he's calling me a thief.
Manusha, did you say such a thing?
Man, I never said that. I just asked him a question. I asked him if he knew about the deed. That's all I asked him.
And I said that I
but
didn't.
But you do. You're lying. Come on, man. You just want to bother me about this.
Fine, I lied to you to bother you. What are you going to do about it?
It's done. Man, you heard it. He just wants to bother me. He's taken the deed, and as a manager of the factory, I have no choice. I'm going to call Sarur and tell her right now that the deed is in this man's hands. She'll call the police, file a complaint, and then you'll be in trouble.
What do you care, my darling? Why do you care even more than they do?
Oh, God, Soraya, sometimes you say something that makes a person's brain explode. Man, not for nothing, but I'm the general manager of that factory. Eh? I have to answer for it. He's stolen the deed to the factory right in front of my eyes, and now I should close my eyes and sit on my hands.
Look, Manusha. I didn't expect it from you. You're jumping to conclusions. You know very well that there's no way my son would do such a thing.
Mother dear, if I'm saying it, it is only for his own sake so he doesn't get into trouble.
Look, Manusha, come on, man. You just hold on tight to your own hat. You don't need to worry about me.
That's it?
That's
it. So then, you don't know anything about the deed?
I don't.
All right, man, you're all witnesses. He hasn't taken the deed. He won't admit to it. Anything that happens beside it's your own fault.
Where are you going? Stay and have your dinner.
Forget it, Mother. He doesn't need dinner.
What do I want dinner for?
What is it? Don't tell me you think that I took it. Oh, man.
Bearsad?
Let you and me have dinner. When he gets hungry, he'll come.
If you could make it a certified check, I'd be grateful.
The signature on the check is different from the signature of the owner of the account, sir.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Excuse me, but where did you get this check?
I got it from Mr. Rafi himself.
Maybe he's got two different signatures. You'd better take it to him and have him sign the back for you, please.
But what does this mean? Could you take a look to see how much is in this account?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I can't give you another client's account information.
Look, friend, the money that's in your client's account, I loaned it to him myself.
Anyhow, it makes no difference. I'm sorry, but I can't give you any information.
Well, at least tell me if his account is in good standing or not. You can tell me that much.
It hasn't been that long that he's had an account in this bank, but God willing, there won't be any problem.
Hello. Hi there, Bizard. How's it going? Did you get your money?
No, man. What money? That check's got a problem.
What do you mean it's got a problem?
Man, they say the signatures don't match.
How's that possible?
Well, it's happened. Did you call him?
Yeah, I called, but his phone's turned off. Man, Moran, you have to do something. I'm telling you, I'm going crazy.
What's wrong with you, man? You're not a newcomer to being so flustered. There must have been a mistake. We'll find him and give him the check to sign the back of it. The problem will be solved.
All right, whatever it takes, wherever he is, just find him and bring him. I'm waiting in front of the bank.
All right, don't worry. As soon as I find him, I'll call you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ms. Rastigari, can you come here a moment?
Yes?
Ms. Rastigari. With the SIM card that I gave you, you'll call for Uzanfar's factory, and you'll tell Mr. Manu Chejahanbakhsh that there's a problem with the factory deed that's been given as collateral to the bank. and they should go to the bank as soon as possible.
Which deed is that? Yes, of course, sir. Excuse me, which bank should they go to?
Ms. Rastegari, I wrote the address of the bank for you this morning.
Oh, my. Yes, forgive me. You'd written it down. I forgot that, sir.
Once you're done, bring me a coffee.
Should I bring it now?
After you are done. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you. Hey, Namat, my phone's on
yes.
the piano. Could you bring it for me?
Sure. Here you are, ma'am. Anything else?
No, thank you.
With your permission.
Dear, hope you're well.
Hello, Malier, dear. I'm fine, thanks.
What is it? Why do you look upset? Are you packing them up or taking them out? What are you doing?
A problem has come up.
What problem?
I wasn't able to get the money for the deposit to give you. I mean, I didn't get the loan. The person that was supposed to co-sign didn't come through.
So what do you want to do now?
I don't know. Apparently, I'll have to leave. You should rent it to someone else.
Oh, my. That's really too bad. I was really counting on your help, you know.
I don't know. I just had some bad luck. I'm sorry. I really didn't want to lose this great opportunity. Anyhow, thank you. You've really been kind to me during this time.
I was counting on you. Let's do something else.
Do what?
Become partners.
Become partners?
Yes, if you like me and you can become partners. I'll provide the shop and you provide the tailoring. You'll be able to get what you want without being under too much pressure. And I won't suffer a loss and lose a person such as yourself.
Well, that would be terrific for me. I'm thrilled, of course.
Very well. Then from now on, me and you are partners.
Thank you, Malier. You truly are a good person.
Don't be mistaken. I'm just making the best use of the situation. And I'm not going to lose a friend as good as you so easily.
Excuse me.
No problem.
I was completely shocked. Hello there. Get to your work. When I found out Bizarre had used the deed of the factory, hello there, to get a multi-billion Toman loan, I was about to lose my mind. I never thought that boy would be so conniving. Let's go upstairs, and when I asked him where the deed
hello
is...
Hello there, boss. Hello there. Hope you're well.
This way. He denied it in a way that for a second I thought he was telling the truth.
Are you sure you're not making a mistake? Maybe there's been a misunderstanding.
What misunderstanding, Aunt? The deed is in the bank right now.
But what was the deed even doing
well,
in the
that
factory?
Time, Bizarre was supposed to handle the matters of the estate. Please come and see
me.
Hello.
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 How are
ma'am.
You?
He had brought a bunch of documents and the death certificate to the factory. Please, go this way. Please come inside, Aunt.
Excuse me.
Now, forget about all of that. don't know how that person... Please sit down.
Excuse me, thank you.
How he managed to gobble up all that money so quickly that there's no sign of it left at all.
How do you know that he's taken it? Maybe he wants to use it in the factory.
Oh, man, you're really too optimistic, Aunt. If that money was going to be spent for this place, then it would be in the factory's account right now. What would it be doing in Bezard's pocket?
Oh, man, I really don't know. You're right. Have you told Sarua yet?
No, man. If I tell Miss Sarua, she'll have a heart attack on the spot. Come in.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you? I preferred that before anyone else. You, please put it over there. You know about
Thank
it
you.
First. After all, you know how to deal with him best. Thank you very much.
Anything else?
No, you can go. Anyhow, to make a long story short, close the door, please. If we move too late, we'll lose the factory. That's all it is.
Have you called him yet?
You think I haven't? His phone's off. Times like these, when he makes a mess, he turns off his own phone and uses another line. And I don't have that number.
I don't have it either.
Then it seems he doesn't trust you either.
Who knows what that child is doing to himself?
Oh, Aunt, they've always said the gravedigger ends up in the grave. Some people simply don't deserve to advance. If you give them more than they can handle, no offense, but they throw up and they make a mess all over themselves. Bezard didn't know the worth of all the things that his uncle had given him. That's why his life has become like this.
Of course, excuse me, but apparently it hasn't been too bad for you. You've reached the thing that you've dreamed of, to be the boss of the factory.
Look, Aunt, I've only gotten what I deserved, and I'm not in debt to anyone.
I don't mean to insult you, Mr. Engineer. By the way, I always keep hearing people call you Engineer. I've never asked you what field of engineering you studied.
I had already told you, didn't I tell you? Well, I should tell you that I have a certificate.
What you mean to say is certificate, right?
Yes, a certificate. Uh-huh. Yes.
And in what field is it?
Me, a certificate in aerodynamics. Of course, I studied several different fields at the same time to get that certificate. Anyhow, Aunt, is a degree even important? Every morning, I tell everyone not to call me an engineer so much that I'm just a simple worker like them. I started out where they are. I swear on my life, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and write down their work, 12-hour shifts standing next to the machines, not say a word.
That's right.
Have some biscuits. Please, eat some of those biscuits. They're diet biscuits, please. Miss Amadi! Excuse me. Ms. Amadi, please be kind enough to bring the letters for me to sign. That's how it is. Come in, please.
Excuse me, but there isn't anything for you to sign.
You see, I just wanted you to see how it is. Ma'am, the work has really gotten out of our hands.
That's right.
There's no work to be done. You can go, ma'am. Go on. Anyhow, to make it short, I'm really sorry, Aunt, but you're his elder and he listens to you. So I'm asking you to give him a call. Please, can you give him a call and tell him that if the money is in the factory's account by tomorrow, then fine. Or if he got the deed back from the bank, then fine. Otherwise, I'll be forced to tell Miss Sarua about it as soon as possible. Then the problems will just get worse. We'll all have to run around to find a house title and an attorney in order to get Bezard out of prison.
Yes, who is it? Hello? No, he's not in right now. I don't know what to say. He must be somewhere that he doesn't have a signal. Your plans for tonight? Sure, of course. I'll remind him of that. What was your name? Mr. Rafai. Yes, of course. I'll tell him.
Excuse me, ma'am. The man that you were just talking to, did I hear you right? Rafi?
I think so.
Hushang Rafi?
What can I say? We've got several clients named Rafai, but I don't know which one of them he was, sir.
Well, his number is on your phone right now. Could I take a look at it?
Hello, good day.
Hello, good day.
Ma'am, did Mr. Rafi call yet?
Yes, he just called before you got here.
I'm talking about Mr. Sadruddin Rafi, the one whose pistachios were supposed to ship to Dubai.
Yes, Sadruddin Rafai. Dubai.
Then remember that I definitely have to talk to him.
Yes, of course, sir.
Why is Mr. Furuzan Far standing here? Why not inside?
He was in there until now. He just came out right now, sir.
Let's go in, Mr. Furuzan Far. Come in.
Excuse me, sir. Should I call him right now?
I've got a guest right now, ma'am.
Forgive me. Yes. Oh, who knows what's going on in this place? I'm doing my job properly.
Ever since you told me there was a problem with his signature, I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off trying to find him. I went to his house, his office, the construction site where he's building, but it seems he's vanished into thin air. I keep calling his phone, but it's turned off. That good-for-nothing jerk. I'll find him even if he's under a rock. No one's been born yet that can swindle me like that.
Come on, man. You were supposed to get me out of the burning pan. Not throw me straight into the fire, man. I trusted that guy based on what you told me. Otherwise, how would I know who Rafia is?
Well, like you, I've got a check from him, too. I couldn't predict the future to know that the guy was rotten. Don't worry about it. I won't let him get away with it and steal our money. 10% of that money is mine. I'd destroy him.
You want to destroy him? Then call the police.
The police? You'll never see your money again like that.
How come?
Come on, man. If the police get involved, me and you are accomplices. Won't they ask how we managed to get that loan? Then they'll skin both of us alive.
What a mess we're in.
The mobile set is off.
There you go. It's turned off. That goddamn con artist.
So what do you say we do now?
We have to be very discreet. We have to do something for that mouse to come out of his hole. Bezard, me and you, just like a mousetrap, we'll have to get him without making a sound, not like a couple of fools to start yelling and screaming and telling the world about it.
All right. Fine. I'm tired. I'm going home to rest a bit. If anything happens, give me a call.
If anything happens, I'll call you so both of us can go and jump him.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, man. What happened to our goods that were supposed to come out of customs? I'm Nikar. Hold on. What is it, Bezard?
Nothing. Take care.
Hello. Ms. Rastigari, has Mr. Furuzan Far left the premises? Thank you. Come on, man. Why did you call the office? You already have my cell. So what if I wasn't within reach? I wasn't dead.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بی‌عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه
اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میفته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر